You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Chief Coroner's Report on Provisional Suicide Rates, released this week, have once again served as a reminder that we need to take urgent action. Once again, the rates of suicide in New Zealand have gone up, and once again, people continue to ask why our rates are so high. A warning, this piece discusses suicide attempts and depression at length. I spoke to the Mental Health Association's Chief Executive, Sean Robinson, about the report and began the conversation by asking what the report found.
Well, you know, horrifically, we have higher numbers of deaths from suicide again this year. 685 people, and that's just, it's just gut-wrenching, really, because that's, real people who had real friends, whānau. So there will be, thousands of people who are affected by those deaths. I know, some of those occurred in my own community. I've had people take their own life in my own whānau, and I've had others who attempted to take their own life. I myself have been suicidal earlier in my life, so I know how this is personally. So, for a start, it's just gut-wrenching. It does, show us that what we're doing in terms of trying to address suicide in New Zealand, is not enough. It's important to realise that for every one person that took their life, there are also hundreds of other people who felt highly suicidal and for one reason or another got support or found hope either through their friends or family or through professional support or both, and who did not take their life. So we have to remember that, we are succeeding in many cases, but we're clearly not succeeding overall and not doing enough because our numbers simply keep going up. I mean, this is a worldwide problem. We sometimes think that it's only a New Zealand thing. That's not the case. Every country in the developed world is struggling with this. And in fact, overall in the OECD, New Zealand's, kind of about in the middle for our overall rate of suicide. However, we do have, really major, that's nothing to be happy about. It's just to sort of set things in context. But we do have a really major problem with youth suicide, and we're, again, in that sort of top five, usually, in terms of the annual statistics, or worst five.
And so why are these numbers going up? Because it just seems like discussion around suicide and suicide prevention and our high rates have been a point of conversation for quite some time now, a few years, and yet numbers seem to be climbing. And from the perspective of somebody who, I've never had anybody within my own personal sphere take their own life. I've only really ever heard about it. So it just seems from somebody like me, from my perspective, like nothing's really changing.
Well, I think there has been a lot of talk and not a lot of new or additional action. So, we can't really expect things to have changed if we haven't changed anything. I mean, there are many, many people working really hard in the community doing, as much as they can to try to address this issue. But there hasn't been new resources. There hasn't been new funding. We know that our overall response to mental health and well-being in New Zealand has many, many gaps. It's only a matter of 2 months since the government acknowledged that and, agreed on a new direction and, voted to sort of put extra money into mental health and into suicide prevention. But, 2 months is not enough time for that to make any difference on the ground. And these numbers that we are looking at are from the previous year. So, nothing has changed because nothing has changed. We haven't really started to knuckle down and do something nationally to address this.
And that leads me to my next question, which is, what can be done about it? And I've seen that that your organisation and a whole bunch of others have kind of done like a joint statement, and they've released something called the 5 Key Solutions to Suicide Prevention in New Zealand. And I was just wondering if you could talk me through that.
Yeah, sure. So, overall, number one, we really need leadership. And there's been no national strategy, no plan that sort of pulls everything together in New Zealand, and nobody sort of taking overview of this, particularly from government, at all. Now, in England, for example, they've appointed a minister for suicide prevention, and they have a national plan and strategy, and, they are starting to see improvements. So we need that leadership. Now, the government is just setting up now an office for suicide prevention within the Ministry of Health. So that's a big step forward, but it's not even up and running yet. They are, they are working on a suicide prevention strategy for the country that, they're saying it will be released within weeks. Well, it can't come soon enough. We haven't had one for several years, and it just leaves many well-meaning people, doing the best they can, but without leadership, without anything to join the dots and make our combined efforts effective. So that leadership and that sense of a plan, that's a key number one thing. Then there's a whole lot of stuff that kind of needs to be done at individual levels, but also at sort of the whole community, whole country level. So at individual levels, we absolutely need to have much better crisis response services. So when people are in crisis at the moment, some people get a good response, some people completely miss out. We have far too many gaps where people might go to, say, an ED in a hospital, and the fact that they're suicidal doesn't even get picked up, and they get, sent away without any follow-up, without any plan. So, we really need to up our game in terms of those crisis response services. But then also, really it's you and me and every New Zealander who is really the front line of support here. It's usually your friends, your family, your workmates that will be the people that notice that something's not so good, or that you might talk to, or, they're the people that are the front line. And so we need to equip people with the confidence and the skills to have those conversations, to ask if somebody's all right. And, if you're really worried about somebody, to ask, are you thinking about suicide? Now, that's scary, because what if they say yes? That's what people say to me. Well, again, we need to have the confidence to be able to just sit with that. You don't have to be the expert. You don't have to suddenly solve the person's problems, but actually just being there and hanging in there as a mate, or a brother or a sister or a mum, that can really make the difference. And then being able to sort of help people find the support they need, whether that's ringing 1737, which is a 24/7 support line, or it's making sure someone goes to their GP and even going with them. That frontline support happens, with people in the community. Then there are a whole lot of things that we know actually, can help to alleviate the things that drive people to feel so bad. The bottom line is poverty, poor housing, insecure employment, racism, bullying, all of these things, things like child abuse and neglect, they have a big impact on people. And, when you start to add some of these things together, they can really impact on a person's, sense of feeling suicidal. I mean, I was talking to a young woman not so long ago who said, yeah, look, I struggle with depression in my life, but, last year I couldn't get enough work, so I was broke. So I was living in a crappy, damp, overcrowded flat, and, I couldn't pay my bills. And I became suicidal, because of all that additional stress. This year, I've got a different job. I'm, more financially stable. I'm in a much better house. And sure, I still have bouts of depression, but I'm not suicidal. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist to see that those big societal issues do add a huge amount of pressure to people's lives that can push them into that despairing suicidal space. So we have to double down on solving those problems. You know, that also includes empowering Māori to be able to solve and address Māori suicide their own way for themselves. And that's not to just kind of not give the Māori community support, but they are asking for the ability to address suicide in their own ways, you know, using their traditional knowledge and values, you know, building up their own sense of strong culture and community as protective factors. So that is all part of that. Then there's, you know, just looking at basic safety issues, like do people have access to ways to kill themselves? I mean, when I was in that desperate space, you know, years ago, you know, when the night that I tried to kill myself, you know, I had no easy way to do it in my house, which was great. That's probably why I'm alive today. I chose a crap way to try to kill myself, and it didn't work. When I realised that I wasn't going to die, I kind of, I'd lost my nerve at that point, and so I didn't try again. And then the next day, some friends came round and could see I was in a really bad space, and the fact that they showed they cared about me kind of really took me even further away from that sort of, that edge. But, you know, addressing access to means, you know, making sure, you know, weapons are safe. If you're worried about somebody, thinking about all the different ways, you know, making sure they don't have access to lots of medication or to ropes or to guns or even to knives, you know, just kind of, you know, really thinking about that sort of basic safety can really help. And then, you know, we need to be investing in learning. It's very easy in a situation that we're in now where, you know, people are naturally extremely upset, you know, kind of devastated, grieving, often angry about the deaths that are occurring in New Zealand. And it's very easy to get into the sort of blame and anger. We need to shift to a learning space where, you know, we can be doing our own research and evaluation in New Zealand into what is working, what isn't working. Because a lot of things are working and some things aren't. And we need to, you know, we need to get clearer on that and have an ongoing way of kind of assessing how well we're doing. So, look, you know, there are things we can do. Back in the 90s, you know, New Zealand had a plan and, you know, there was a more concerted effort and our rate of suicide actually started to come down. So we've done it before. We've dropped the ball now for, you know, 20, 30 years, particularly in the last 10 years. But we can do it again. We can pick that ball up. You know, we can make a difference.
That was the Mental Health Association's Chief Executive, Sean Robinson. If you or anyone you know is in need of support, please free call or text 1737. Call 0800 111 757 for the Depression Helpline or 0800 376 633 or free text 234 for you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.